Christie.
I strangled somebody that offered herself up for a job in Leith Docks. Again, a strag. A weekly was a man that was employed weekly. A staff man was on the books. A Fildadhug was probably a legend-hoos bird who, to get a job, would pay for the drink for one of the foremen. Fildadhug. So I had my father, couldn't get a job because he wasn't a Fildadhug. You know. The foreman used to stand in the middle. Maybe they had a band when they were not. They used to stand in the middle. And round about them was a ring of men sort of climbing over each other's shoulders and everything like that. Their hands outstretched, trying to get a metal disc, which was a job, see. Now that, when the title on the bit of work, from 8 o'clock till 12, that was all. Yeah. Sometimes it started at 6 in the morning and could get paid off at 8. Again, that was a bit, it got, a Monday morning in particular, that got them a stamp. So on a Monday morning, outside Leith Dock gates, there was foremen with other different stances. Again, they all had the separate places where they went and to start men. And there were thousands of men. Thousands and thousands of men. And my father used to be in that. And I used to walk down to my work where our place was in what you called Tomato Row. It was a row of huts just inside the dock gates. And I'd make my way through the thousands of men. And you know the first thing I had to do when I got into the dock gates and the comparative peace and quiet of the docks itself? Was look at my heels and the bottom of my trousers for spittings and things. You'd no idea what it was like. It was really degrading in the extreme. Well, eventually they started a new scheme, and outside their row offices, about a road's breadth away, they built a platform where banisters along the front of the platform facing our offices. And the foreman went up steps onto this platform, see? And the dockers were outside our offices. And thousands of them. On a Monday in particular. Thousands of them on a Monday. And it was like a slave market. These foremen, some of them were, didn't you forget, some of them never paid for a drop, you know. I've seen them falling off the stool in the central bar because I took a drink myself and I'd maybe go into the pub at the foot of the walk on my road home. And there's some of them falling off the stool, these foremen, you know. They still, you know, Ken, and these men all fighting and drawing for a job. It was like, I imagine what a slave market was like. It was scandalous. To think that men had to face these conditions.